Well, happy hump day, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, do I have a fun surprise for you. Welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show. My name is Nick Scarpino. This is Emma Watson. With me today is a man that I have known for all of my life, and he is known for most of my life. My brother, at Scarpino Man on Twitter.
What's up, everybody? Yay!
Damn, that sounded really cool at the end there.
Yeah, that's what I do sometimes on my little podcast, Kevin.
Yeah, you start all your shows?
Yeah, it's hard when you're tired too, because you have to like come up with fresh shit, you know. So I do my best, but I'm excited this morning. I've been up for like 6 hours.
You have.
So I got on the plane.
And you've been texting me for about 3 of those.
No, I knew you weren't awake. I knew you were going to be awake. I was like, I'll just go to Pete's and wait for Nick to give a shit.
I tell my brother, I'm like, just come over at 10. He's like, great. I get in at 8:30. What time should I be there? I'm like, 10. The answer still doesn't change. I don't need you there at 8:30.
I pulled a dad on you. I was like, we're downstairs.
Well, I was almost like,
six hours early.
And then I thought, I was like, oh, I could have called Cool Greg, because Cool Greg's always here before I get
cool
here.
Greg
I
could have
just
here.
Had him be.
I was still first here. I saw Kevin Cruz, like, you know, tumbling down the fucking hill after he parked his car. And I just looked at him and went, this is ridiculous.
It's one of those things where every time my brother comes into town, I have to prepare myself mentally for the sheer volume of energy that both of us are going to put out.
What happened?
What happened was, as I was walking down the street, very calm, collective, I just listened to a podcast about the mechanics of jiu-jitsu by one of the top coaches on the planet. And I was like, this is really cool. And I look up and I see my brother shirtless on our balcony, screaming at the top of his lungs, like one of those sand, the sand person.
I did do this.
And I'm like, but what's funny, this is going to be the next 4 hours of my life.
I did not realize the woman standing waiting for train.
A lot of people saw
she
that.
She was like on her phone and then looked up and was like, oh my God, what the fuck is that? And then because I was just looking at you, and then I went, I'm going to
The thing
own
is,
it.
When
I
you're shirtless, shaved, it's, there's I'm, just so much of you.
Yeah.
There's so much of you.
It's
and looking
large...
up and seeing that, and you, what did I do? What did I do?
I think, you just sort of...
I just shook my head. I waved you off. No, don't go home.
Yeah.
Don't come home. Stay on third.
Yeah, no.
I'm
yeah.
not ready for
no,
this.
No, I did it.
I took a breath. I came up. And now we're having a great time, ladies and gentlemen. If you didn't know, the Kinda Funny Morning Show comes to you each and every day here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're on the West Coast, which some say is the best coast.
Wow.
If you guys, exactly. if you want to come here and be in the chat with us, we'd love to talk to you. We interact with our chat all the time, especially right now or at the end of the show. And of course, if you want to be one of our illustrious subscribers, if you want to support this channel because you're just like, you know what? I can't live without you. I don't know how to quit you. I want to give you some money. Well, you can do that by either giving us your hard-earned money or if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. Yesterday, Greg gave his away to one of the community members. Last month, I gave mine away to one of the community members. We're doing that every day in order to...
That's nice.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, we just pick people that are streaming out there.
You're and
we
give
it. It's free money. It's not really that nice. I'm not really like doing... It's literally almost the least we could do. The least we could do is what I did for 6 months and just not even subscribe to my own channel. But it's literally like, it's so easy once Joey showed me how to do it. You just link, you go subscribe. It's super easy.
Yeah.
So guys, get out there if you want to do that, support this channel. If not, don't let that go to waste. Give it to someone else. Of course, today's episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by kindafunny.com/store, where you can get the cool new Kinda Funny zip-up hoodie. You can get the Kinda Funny Games Daily Tee, which has become my first favorite shirt. And then you can get the shirt that I'm wearing right now, which is my second first favorite shirt, the party mode shirt. Let me tell you something about this shirt that I like, Matt. Now, I didn't design this.
Your nipples look great.
Thank you.
What? It?
Is it alive?
What is it?
I feel like a little.
Is it alive? Ow.
Jiu-jitsu!
Stop it. Of course, is it down?
Their website's down. Too many people are trying to go and buy it right now.
Wow, fantastic. Well, once that website's, we're having so many problems.
That's super efficient, Kevin.
There you go. So go over and check those out. If you guys want a party mode shirt, you can get a party mode shirt. This shirt reminds me of all things from the 80s in Miami, which is not a place I've ever been to, but I just remember it being awesome. Also, some housekeeping things real quick. The MCU in review, Iron Man 2, is up. It's doing very, very well. Are you aware that we're doing this? Every week, we're picking one Marvel movie leading up to Infinity War, and we're reviewing it. So 45 minutes, we sit down. This week was Iron Man 2. But if you started the first week of January, it actually lined up so every week you'd watch a film leading right into the Infinity Gauntlet movie.
I believe I saw something that's on the socials.
There you go. So we're having fun with that. Of course,
I did not watch this.
We did our Thor review yesterday, and that was actually a really good one because I think Well, I won't spoil it for you guys, but that's coming out on Tuesday, so double check with that. Quick show update. I will be at Shit Arcade this weekend at SF Sketchfest. That's Mike Drucker's show. You can go. Yeah, he invited me to do a little set before they start playing. Shit Arcade, by the way, is his. It's basically comedians playing bad video games, making fun of them. It's a super fun show.
How many minutes are you doing?
Oh, just 5 minutes.
That's a lot.
But I'll be there for the rest of the show.
That's a lot of minutes.
That's pretty fun. Cool. I think that's the whole rigmarole.
It looks like your list, yeah.
Let's go into some news. So today we're going to talk a few news stories, and then I'm going to talk and do a deep dive with my brother on some of his recent work, because he is becoming the person that makes everyone's studio for them. And I think it's very, very fascinating. Not the least of which, he just completed work on Coral Sword, which is Hunter Pence and Alexis Pence's studio out in Houston, Texas.
I believe she's watching.
Is she watching right now?
I think she's watching. I don't know how she tells us she's watching.
Yeah, but when Alexis watches me, is this...
Oh, God, here it comes.
She turns it off. She'll look at me occasionally, make sure I'm still alive, but she's got way better shit to do than listen to
Alexis does, yes, but Hunter is in love with you, so... He thinks you're the funniest and the best director he's ever worked with.
Hunter has great taste. He has great taste. He's got great taste really, in spouses really and in friends and in careers.
Yeah.
Go Giants. Ladies and gentlemen, I say that like I've watched a Giants game many times. I don't even know where he stands. I'm a bad friend.
In the stadium.
Let's go into this quick news story. And this might be slightly spoilerific territory, so people, it's beginning already for the Han Solo film.
Do you want me to put spoilers, bro?
No. This is an official plot synopsis released by the people who are making Solo, a Star Wars standalone film, or whatever the hell they're calling it right now. This is from Egan.com. Jordan Olerman says, the official plot synopsis for Solo, a Star Wars film, has been revealed, reconfirming the film is planned for a May release. The news was announced in a blog post on the official Star Wars website, offering small details about the plot of the forthcoming movie. Now, by small details, they really mean just small details. So don't get the bat with the fucking...
Jesus.
Barbed wire wrapped around it out yet for me. Don't need me on this one, okay, people? Directed by Ron Howard, starring Alden Ehrenreich. The movie is set prior to the events. I don't know how to say this fucking awesome. And you know what? Unless he does two, three more movies, it's like Vietnam, you know what I mean? Where they wouldn't learn the new guy's name until he proved himself. This guy's gotta prove himself to me before I can learn his name. I just learned Joel Edgerton's name, so. Just like the nom. Directed by Ron Howard, starring Alden Ehrenreich, the movie is set prior to the events of the original trilogy and will follow a young Han Solo in his formative years. The official description reads, quote, board the Millennium Falcon and journey to a galaxy far, far away in Solo, a Star Wars story. An all-new adventure with the most beloved scoundrel in the galaxy. Through a series of daring escapades deep within a dark and dangerous criminal underworld, Han Solo meets his mighty future co-pilot, Chewbacca, and encounters the notorious gambler Lando Calrissian in a journey that will set the course of one of the Star Wars saga's most unlikely heroes. That is the end of that synopsis. The synopsis highlights his encounter with young, gambling Lando Calrissian, a role played by...
Who do you think they're going to get? Do you know who's Lando?
Donald Glover. A role played by Donald Glover of Atlanta fame. You know Donald Glover from...
yes.
Yeah, he's really funny.
From The Martian, too.
The Martian.
He's in The Martian.
He's in The Martian. Yeah.
The Martian.
Yeah, you said The Martian, too.
Also.
Thank you. I was like, did he go back to Mars?
Yeah, basically.
He's like,
guys, someone else that was like,
it's like Lost.
Oh, I have to shit on another potato. It's time to shit on potatoes, Matt Damon.
What I love from this is that I hope after watching that movie, that's all you gleaned from it. What was that movie about, Matt? Matt Damon had to shit on a potato. Oh, we're already off to a bang on this show.
I mean, there were other things. Kristen Wiig was in it also. Jeff Daniels.
She was in it.
But at the same time, he shit on potatoes,
He did
bro.
Shit on some potatoes. And then I think his shit Mars made the potatoes.
Yeah, but shit on them.
I don't think he shit on them per se.
I mean, it was shit flakes.
He did.
All right.
Sometimes I wish that I get trapped on Mars so I can lose weight.
Just lose weight. Oh, God, he looked
just look
awesome.
Jacked. He smelled probably stinky pinky, but man, he was jacked. He was fucking jacked. So that's cool. Not much in this news story, Matt. How scale of 1 to 10? How excited are you for all of these new Star Wars movies that are coming out?
I'm not.
Exactly.
No,
if
I mean,
Matt doesn't care about them. Then no man over the age of 40 should.
No, I mean, there are some people, but like, do I get time to go see movies? No, I want to see more movies, but I don't have time to see movies. So I should see them at least when they come out. I mean, should I have even seen Blade Runner yet? The second one.
Oh, well, it was really good.
No, I know. I have to buy it now or rent it. But that's actually better, though, because you've talked about this a ton on the show.
Yeah.
Where I would rather, because this is my wife wants the new hotness on
Top
the wall.
Top player says, shit flakes coming to a grocery store. Oh,
that's
Jesus
brilliant.
Christ.
No, I mean, my wife wants to put a 75-inch LED on
I think
the
you
wall.
Should encourage her to do that.
No, she's already ordered. Like, she wants me to go get one.
Oh, I see.
And
you should talk to Tim
room,
and make sure you get the perfect one, otherwise Tim will make fun
there's
of
only
you.
Only one.
Sure. What is it? The Sony?
No.
The Samsung?
OLED,
yeah, I mean, there's a ton of, yeah. The Samsung is probably where we're going to go. All my TVs are Samsung.
It's LG.
I don't like LG. They blow up. But here's the deal. Put the big one on the wall.
They blow up.
I put the big one on the wall, and then we can just watch movies in our house with surround sound. Why would I pay to go into a movie theater when I have a 75-inch on the wall? It's almost 7 feet wide.
It's one of those things where
That's almost the distance of this son of a bitch.
I went,
TV.
We purposely went the night that Blade Runner came out, obviously, because we wanted to talk about it on the show. I wanted to support it in the theater, and I think that movie was one of those that you should see on a bigger screen. It was stunning. Having said that, I think you'll enjoy it every bit as much because it's very slow and very long if you can pause it occasionally and take a shit.
Or tinkle pinkle.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, we yeah.
I noticed that I enjoy movies a lot more that I would not have enjoyed in the theater when I can pause, walk around, and come back to them, when I can do it on my own time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the dangerous thing, is that I'm starting to get more inclined to do that. Like, Dee and I will always go, like, do we really want to watch this movie, or should we save this for an on-demand movie? Because you have to backlog them, right? If you go, there's nothing worse than it's a Sunday, like, what do you want to watch? There's nothing to watch, because you've already spent $20 to see that fucking, you know, Greta Gerwig movie in the theaters. It's like, I don't really need to see that. I'll see it here, right?
Yeah, no, I do that.
Post,
I do that
way,
all the time. I record, my wife allows me to record a few things. Mm-hmm. Everything's programmed within an inch of its life, but I get a couple of slots occasionally, and I just did that. We talked about the Mark Wahlberg movie with the oil rig. What is it called, Kevin? What's the oil rig movie where?
New Horizons.
Event Horizon. No.
New Horizons.
No, it's not New Horizons. It's Something Horizon. Yes, that's correct. Something Horizon. Watch, somebody's probably going to find it. I actually watched that in
Horizon Zero Dawn.
No, it was a real oil rig that blew up in 2010. It was the worst.
Deepwater Horizon.
Deepwater
Horizon.
Thank you to whomever said that. But yeah, so I watched that in shifts. I also turned all the lights off in the house and watched it loud, because my wife sometimes doesn't like the TV loud. We have brand new windows and doors. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I have a house, not an apartment.
Yeah.
And so when she goes to work at night, when she goes to direct her rehearsals, I'll put on something that I know she doesn't want to watch. That's my favorite time, because I can actually pay attention.
Yeah.
And you're right. You can't actually pause it. You can do whatever you want to do with it.
Well, that's the other thing, too.
It's addicting.
You just become very aware of what the other person in the room is thinking of the film when they're in the room. And the only way really to alleviate that is to have them not be in the room.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, if you've been married for over 5 minutes, because my wife will do this thing where all of a sudden, out of this huge pillow of heat blanket and all this other, this phone will pop up and you'll see the light on her face, and I'll be like, oh, I guess you're not getting it. No, I like this movie. Okay, now what's happening again? No, I don't have time for that.
Here's what I get.
We've already gone there.
Here's what I get. I'll be watching a movie, and I'll be kind of into it, and I'll pick up my phone to look at IMDb trivia, because I like to do that.
Especially
if it's a movie that I've seen before. Mm-hmm. We're watching it again. I like the second screen experience. And the second I pick it up, I feel the comment.
That's
a comment. Are you not watching this? Are you not?
Yeah. Who are you texting? Are you working?
Are you not?
Wait, are you working?
Do we not?
No, I was actually looking up porn.
There you
That's
go.
What I was doing.
Yeah, I like looking at porn.
Because sometimes I like
looking
to go,
at naked dudes and naked ladies.
I wonder if this actress has posed nude.
Wow.
And that is not
You just
the
admitted
the
that. Let's go into the next news story. Suicide Squad 2 rumored to be Ben Affleck's final appearance as Batman. We should note that the original story that this comes from is a rumor. We don't know much about this, but Egan has written it up, so I will read it. Alex Gilyadoff writes, Suicide Squad 2 is rumored to be the final movie for Ben Affleck's Batman. According to Batman on Film, it's now looking likely Affleck's last stint as the Dark Knight may come in the Suicide Squad sequel rather than in Flashpoint, as reported last year. With the Justice League's underwhelming box office performance, it's currently unknown if Flashpoint will get made, according to the site. It's also worth noting Affleck has worked with Suicide Squad 2 director Gavin O'Connor before in 2006, The Accountant, and had a brief cameo appearance in the first Suicide Squad movie. However, it's not known just how big of a role Ben Affleck will have in the sequel, which is reportedly scheduled to begin filming in October this year.
I don't care about Ben Affleck, but you can keep going.
The thing about Ben Affleck...
Am I supposed to care about Ben Affleck?
Well, we don't know anymore.
What?
That's fine.
I think you should pay attention to what we're talking about before you like jump on in there.
I'm saying you don't like Ben Affleck?
He's hashtag great. Peru strong. Here's the thing. No. I don't care about Ben Affleck. Like,
The thing is this. I think he's a good Batman. I think it's obvious he doesn't want to do this anymore. I think the more egregious offense is that they're making Suicide Squad 2, but that's just me. And here's the problem. Nobody liked Suicide Squad 1. Nobody liked it. You were hard-pressed to find people that were like, that was a great film. Some people enjoyed it. It won an Academy Award for best something or other.
Did it?
Yeah, it did. So that's great. The fact that they're making a second one is... What, makeup? Thank you. The fact that they're making a second one is just because the first one did well in box offices. People went and saw it.
Well, I mean, yeah, they have like a following.
I don't know if it's a following or not. I think it's more of, hey, it made money. Let's try it again until it doesn't make money. Right?
Beat a dead horse.
Yeah. This horse is in the ground already, and you're just kicking the fucking dirt on top of it. That's all I'm talking about right now. So whether or not Ben Affleck is in this movie, I don't care.
Pulling that skin off that arm.
I want him just to be like, I'm done. He does not need to be in any more movies. They can recast it.
You're saying he needs to pull a Daniel Day and go be a cobbler.
Did you see the Phantom Thread?
No. Not yet.
Have you seen it?
No.
I really want to.
I kind of do too.
No, here's my thing. Wasn't Daniel Day retiring from film?
Yeah.
And did he not retire after Lincoln and then all of a sudden come back with this fucking weird movie?
Really likes working with Paul Thomas Anderson. P.T. Anderson. I'm sorry. Not Wes Anderson, not Paul. Who's the guy that did There Will Be Blood? I gotta look this up. There will be blood.
The blood of lambs.
It's one of the Andersons.
Cool, Greg and I.
Paul Thomas Anderson.
He
loves working with Paul Thomas Anderson. If I'm not mistaken, The Phantom Thread is a P.T. Anderson film.
Fine.
It's one of those things where it's like I want to see it because it looks beautiful. It's about something that I find fascinating, which is the world of haute couture. Clothing making, garment making, whatever. I think it's fascinating. I've watched many documentaries on it.
Have you really?
I really have. Wow. Yeah, I watched. There's a great one.
That's like a therapy session right there. That's amazing.
You know, why don't you fucking expand your horizons, bro? Why does it always have to be fucking football and Bud Light?
Because that's what I do. Well, that's exactly what I do.
Yeah, you love football.
When's
the last time you watched a football game?
I drink me some Coors Lights. Somewhere in the New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, Christmas, I was flipping around some channels.
Oh, you're watching college football.
Yeah, my problem is, again, you know, if I'm going to sit down and tie one on, and watch the game.
First off, I love you to death. I've never seen you tie just one on. Usually when you start tying one on, it becomes a Christmas light bulb
strain. I meant watch one game. Oh, not, God, okay. You're talking about drinking?
Well, no, generally when you use the phrase tie one on, it means you're getting fucking hammered.
You know, I understand. I made a mistake, and you're absolutely right. One is a problem. Like I told my doctor the other day when he said, and I quote, have you drank more than 5 alcoholic beverages in one sitting this year? And I was like, you mean last week? Like this year? That's an actual question. Have you had more than 5 in one day all year? And I'm like, bro, yes. How about Comic-Con? How about E3?
Yeah, this guy doesn't party.
Hashtag IGN
this
party
guy clearly
is the
does
only
not party.
Way to get through it.
That's true.
For those of you listening.
So I don't know why Daniel Day-Lewis comes back. I'm assuming
I don't get it. I thought he retired.
The movie looks stunning. It's just I know it's going
it's
to be like There Will Be Blood, which is going to be really fucking intense.
Yeah,
and
but
super
There Will
depressing.
Be Blood was actually
it,
an amazing story.
Yeah,
this
I'm sure this
could
is
be
too,
an amazing story.
But I'm sure at the end of it, I'm going to fucking want to kill myself, just like at the end of the world. Oh, my child, my child. Remember, it is that?
What the
fuck? I betrayed my child. My child.
I've abandoned my boy.
I've abandoned my boy.
I've abandoned my child.
I've abandoned my boy.
I've abandoned my son. Would you?
They say I'm an oil man. The blood of lambs. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
It's hard without the mic in my mouth.
No, you got it.
I like this. Kev, do I sound it. This summer? Does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Is that pretty good?
Yeah.
Kevin Coelho and his mom.
Okay. Stop talking about my mom. It's
let's go,
it's
dude.
Weird
hey,
me out.
You know what? Skin that arm. Let's move on. What's
let's
the next
go on
story?
To the next story, ladies and gentlemen. More in the DC Universe. The Flash, standalone film, taps directors John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein
so
to
fast.
Direct. They were the writers of Spider-Man Homecoming. Quote, Spider-Man Homecoming scribes, John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein are in negotiations to direct Flashpoint, the Flash standalone movie starring Ezra Miller. Warner Brothers has no comment. This is exciting news for me, and here's why.
You like The Flash?
I like Spider-Man Homecoming. I think it was a good, I was solid, straight up script. good story. They told it. Didn't blow you away, but it got the job done. And I walked out of the theater going, I liked that movie. It had a good amount of humor in it. They did a good job with it. So the fact that they're starting from that standpoint shows me that some of the new leadership over at DC is like, all right, let's bring some people in here who kind of have a good sense of humor about it, can write a solid three-act structure screenplay that makes sense from beginning and the end. Maybe one we won't have to do copious amounts of reshoots on to make it make sense.
Sure.
This excites me. Do I care about the Flash standalone movie? Sadly, no. I don't. I don't care about it. Did you see Justice League, did you? Mm-mm. Good for you. Good for you.
I did see, however, Vacation. The
These are also the directors of Vacation. I thought that was funny.
I thought it was hysterical.
Yeah, the Ed Helm, Christina Applegate, right, was the wife in that? I believe so.
That's correct, yes.
Of course, a redo of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. National Lampoon's Vacation series.
It's not a redo. I think it was a new story because it's when they grow up. Because they played themselves in the movie.
Beverly D'Angelo
and...
I didn't catch that. These are the kids?
Yeah, this is Rusty.
No shit.
This is Rusty, right? And Rusty's daughter.
I did not catch Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo.
Because it's like a scene in the middle, at a beginning, and then in the middle.
I must not have watched it that closely.
It's them going on a vacation like his dad did.
I'm going to tell you one thing right now.
And all the chaos that ensued.
Last Christmas, I was like, I'm hankering for a Christmas movie, right? You got the Home Alone.
We watched it. We have it.
You got the Home Alone.
It's on the Amazon.
You got the classics, right? The Home Alones, the Muppet Christmas Carol.
We watch Little House on the Prairie Christmas. That's
a special kind of twisted.
Horrible.
That is a special kind of twisted.
Every time I know what's coming, and at the end, I still weep like a baby. No, the storyline's very loosely. It's when Laura Ingalls is younger, and she wants to get her mom something special, so she sells her horse to Nelly and buys her mom a stove. But Charles wants to buy the stove, but he can't buy the stove because it's already sold. And Nelly,
so they just keep selling horses, and this person that's buying these horses is like, I'm getting these fucking things for a steal.
No, this is why Michael Landon was so brilliant. At the end of it, it's she opens the mother Carolyn opens the present and says, "This is from Melissa Gilbert. What's her name? I just said it.
Melissa Gilbert.
No, the actress name." Half Pint, the daughter.
Short Round?
Yeah. And essentially, there's a moment where, because every one of the effing little houses were like, there was a story at the end.
Right.
Or a message. And he was, I don't know why all of a sudden I'm like, I feel like Jeff Goldblum. Okay. And it's great. I don't know. I'm doing like, what's his name?
It's fine. You're working through the material right now.
No, I just, because, yeah. That's so we watched that. We also watch, what was the Muppet one you said?
Muppet Christmas Carol.
No, but what about, have you ever seen the Junkyard Band Otter Christmas?
No.
Have you seen that?
No.
Oh my God.
Either way.
There's a lot of Muppets. There's a lot of Christmas scenes we have on Hook. None of that made sense. Continue.
Either way, over the Christmas break, I was like, I need something. I need something good. And I always forget about Christmas Vacation. And every time I come back to it, I'm like, this movie is genius. It's so good. Mm-hmm. It's so brilliant.
Yep.
And it's so unlike the rest of the Vacation movies that came before because they, in fact, don't go anywhere. They're just in the house, which is even better. Because once you watch that and then you go to Mom's Christmas Eve, you're like, God, they nailed it. They fucking nailed it.
Yeah, but
they
Mom's Christmas Eve wasn't too bad this year.
It was not bad. But there's always an air. There's always an undercurrent.
You're
of
like, there's a line where you're like, maybe this shit could fall. Everyone's just gonna tip over. Titanic's
our
sink.
Christmas Eves at the Scarpito family house are a tightrope walk. You are walking a tightrope. Yep. We're like that weird movie that no one watched, starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt, about that idiot that decided to walk across the Twin Towers before they got knocked down.
I watched the documentary on that.
That was a good documentary, but then Robert.
Wire.
Then they made a movie. Robert Zemeckis is like, this is going to be my next film. It's going to be awesome. Everyone's like, we don't.
Robert Zemeckis, yeah, that's like, great.
Good for you. Good for you. You know what you should watch instead, Robert Zemeckis? Drop Zone, starring Wesley Snipes.
I just watched that
great
the other
movie.
Night.
So
it's great. This is so great. You know what I also watched the other night? Kohai.
Rising Sun.
Which is brilliant. And then I also caught the same day, it was a Wesley Snipes day, Passenger 57. Mm. Always bet on black.
I mean,
it was like so much Wesley Snipes in my mouth.
He's so good. I watched Blade the other day with him, and I'm like, what the fuck? Wesley Snipes, pay your taxes. Stay out of jail. Let's do this. Well, he was so good.
He's such a good-looking man.
He's so beautiful.
We saw him at an IGN party once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Still good-looking?
At Comic-Con.
What's happening? How are your wife's calling?
I don't understand. She knows I'm on the show. I don't understand why she's calling me now.
What are you going to do, probably? Same reason you text me when I'm sleeping. let's go into this next news story, Kev, and then we'll chat a bit. By the way, queue up your questions, comments, and tips. We'll be reading those right after this story. So if you have any questions for my brother or myself, or you want to just say hello, you can do that. We'll read tips at the $5 or above level. This story, again, comes from TheEgan.com. Alex Osborne says, all five of the Fantastic Beasts films will take place in different cities. Director David Yates has revealed Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them was set in New York. While the second film, Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, will take place in Paris, when asked by Entertainment Weekly if this city-hopping pattern will continue throughout all five films, Yates replied, yes, noting J.K. Rowling has already informed him about where the third film will be set. Cool, Greg.
Yeah.
Are you excited to see more Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them?
100%.
Are you excited that we're going to see that not only the American Wizarding World, but now we're going to get to see the French, the Wizarding World of the French and other European countries?
Yeah, I mean, Goblet of Fire, I thought got weird once they, like, introduced all those people. Like, it was cool for the story, but it wasn't my favorite story.
You don't think it's going to be cool if we see, like, an ancestor of Fleur?
I mean, it's cool to see it. I hope
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I already love what I love about it, you know what I mean? All
right. Did you like seeing America represented?
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
The gold, you...
I'll make some more America, too.
All right. Cool Gray says, listen, J.K. Rowling, if you're watching... bring it back to this country, okay? Why don't you bring it back to where everything is... We're gonna make, I can't believe I'm making this joke, but I'm doing it anyway. We're gonna make Fantastic Beasts great again. Bring it back to America. Okay?
With a bucket of chicken.
There you Let's go, ladies it. And gentlemen. Bucket of chicken. That is it for news stories. Let's read some tips real quick before we go into the deep dive topic.
Tips?
Yeah, why not? People can give us tips. TFH Show says, congrats to comedians Tom Segura and Christina P on their new pregnancy and happy 96th birthday to the Betty fucking White. Also,
God
as the
damn,
official.
She's good.
God, she's so fucking good.
Do you watch The Golden Girls still?
Oh, yeah.
We have a section that's always recording it. Yeah, we always have a DVR. So fucking girls,
also,
girls.
As the official kind of funny, Cap King, nice cap, Matt, rocking the shit, that shit, homie. People, a lot of people like the 805 hats.
805!
The thing about Betty White is this. She's the GOAT. Are you familiar with this term? No, not that kind of GOAT. It is an acronym that stands for the greatest of all time. Some people say Tom Brady, the greatest of all-time football quarterbacks. Jay-Z, the greatest all-time hip-hop artist.
Uh-huh, New
and
York.
Producer, right? Betty White, in my opinion, is up there in the discussion of the greatest all-time comedic actress or actor. She's just there. If you go back and watch The Golden Girls.
Girls.
She is unequivocally the best thing about everything. I just want everyone to
know.
I got to hang out with Betty, am I bothering you right now? What's going on? You okay?
No.
Texting some people?
My wife.
Good for you.
she butt-dialed me. I'm telling her to stop butt-dialing me unless she's going to use that butt.
An important message in the middle of my show. Thank you for that. Betty White, congrats. Happy 90.
Our show this morning.
There you go. Panzer2G says, Scarpina Brothers, if you guys touch rings, what do you turn into? Also, if Nick is the keeper of 6 to 9 things at any given moment, what does Matt keep? I got nothing for that. Thanks, Panzer, too.
Yeah, but touch ring. I mean, my ring.
Touch ring? I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I'm not wearing a ring right now.
Well.
I have one, though. How does
your wife, what's your wife think about that?
Well, I just told her I got too fat and I had to take the other one off.
Well.
I got a new one, though. It's pretty sweet.
Good for you. What's it made out of?
It's titanium. Oh, no. Yeah.
Tungsten or titanium?
It's tungsten.
Yeah.
But it's a two-tone. It's silver and blue.
That's cool.
And it's like 5 millimeters, 6 millimeters. So wider.
I have a friend of mine that wears, he has an actual wedding ring. But because he always loses his wedding ring, he bought rings. They're made to look like rings, but they're rubber.
Oh, I've seen those.
So when you put them on, they look like a ring, but when you touch them, you can just take them off. And they come in packs of like 10.
Yeah.
So every time he loses it, he just puts another one on and he's like, what's the difference?
We going to go over the pictures? Or?
Oh, there's pictures?
I didn't realize there were so many.
Let's go into them. Let's look at them real quick.
Okay.
There's Newt Scamander.
We're going back into the Beasts.
We're going back into the Beasts.
Is this the original
stills.
Beasts?
No, this is from the new film. I don't remember this.
Is it out already?
Not yet.
But they released these. These are production stills.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Go to the next
shot.
One. That was a great shot. There's
is London?
Newt and Dan Fogler.
Is this London,
Fogler.
England, or France? Is this supposed to be France?
I'm assuming this is Paris. If this is
there's a bunch of art. That looks
it
like
looks
Paris.
Like Paris.
Yeah. I mean, it could also be a backlot, but let's keep moving.
Sure.
Although these are all
pretty
sexy.
Yeah, that's a good shot right there. That's a good shot.
There you go. That's a great shot. I think that's Matthew McConaughey behind him. Let's not even confirm that. Let's just go.
That's definitely not Matthew McConaughey.
Let's just go. I think it's McConaughey. McConaughey.
The front one's Jude Law? No, it's not.
Yeah, Jude Law. Jude
Law plays Dumbledore in this. Yeah. He's a young Dumbledore.
Oh, young Dumbies.
I'll tell you one thing right now. I fucking love Jude Law.
Gryffindor.
I watched The Holiday.
Hufflepuff.
Can you watch just one episode of The New Pope or Young Pope? Young Pope.
I'll try.
Just tell me if it fucking looks good.
I saw the first like half season.
Doesn't it look beautiful?
No, it's beautifully shot. Yeah. But at some point, I'm like, I don't give a shit.
It's a weird show. I support the Crown. Show. Yeah.
Even though they're changing cast now.
Is that Megan Fox?
I don't think that's Megan Fox. We'd have to look who up there. So that's, of course, Johnny Depp as the bad guy, Grindelwald. We saw him at the end of the first film. And now he's back with awesome hair.
He needs money.
He needs money. Because apparently he has an addiction to red wine. That he needs to keep that going. Did you hear about that?
No.
He was spending some outrageous amount of money monthly on red wine. On wine.
Does he know that that's a weird addiction?
He has a lot of weird addictions.
It's so much cooler to do like...
I read an article about him and I was like, what is your life like?
Horses?
Because he, first off, had a ton of houses. Yeah, had a ton of houses.
I thought he had an island.
I don't think he has that anymore. He owes a lot of money. He was also suing his old management company for claiming that they stole money from him. And then they said, you're a piece of shit. And then it got nasty.
Oh, okay.
It got nasty. So we'll see. Let's keep going with tips real quick. THF the show says, I have faith in Solo. Why Ron Howard is dope. Those Da Vinci movies stink, but that's the writing. They're directed well. I love Rush, In the Heart of the Sea, Apollo 13, and Backdraft. It'll be fun. First off, Rush is a fucking awesome movie. Remember that movie?
The driving movie?
No. Jennifer Jason Leigh, about the two cops that have to go undercover and they get addicted to heroin.
Nope.
Oh, it's fucked up. I think it's Jason Leigh. Jennifer Jason Leigh and the guy from Speed 2. Fuck is his name? The guy from Lost Boys. Yes, Jason Patrick? No.
The older brother. The older brother in Lost Boys.
Michael, come with me. Michael, come with me.
Yeah.
Lost Boys was just like,
was Santa Clara or Santa Clarita? Where did they have that?
That was I think it was a fictitious town of...
No, it was mid-California. They moved
They
from
shot
LA.
It in Santa Cruz, though. Yeah, they shot parts of it in Santa Cruz.
Yes, but it's supposed to be Santa Clara.
Santa Clara, I want to say.
Which there is a Santa Clara.
There is a Santa Clara.
I work in Santa Clara, and I've driven all over
Santa Clara.
Santa Clara
is nothing like...
And
there's
I never found a fucking bridge that you could fall from. And
I
want to
say Santa
like
Clara landlocked.
What?
Landlocked.
Santa Clara is landlocked.
Okay.
That's why I'm like, I don't understand. It looks like Malibu. Like the movie looks like it's shot in Malibu.
Yeah, so it's saying Santa Clara. That makes sense. I have a picture of me on my Instagram on that bridge in Santa Cruz.
The one they shot on?
Yeah.
The one they shot on, Santa Cruz.
Which is tiny.
Yeah. It's a tiny bridge.
I think they shot.
Did you hang underneath the bridge?
I tried to.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
By the way,
Michael!
It's a scary fucking bridge. It's a really scary bridge. But it's hilarious because you look at the bridge, and this is why I love, this is just the beauty of 80s filmmaking. You look at the bridge, and they added all sorts of, like, fog and shit to it, so you couldn't see on the sides. To the left of that is the Santa Cruz outdoor, like, carnival park thing.
Oh,
where they have all the rides and shit.
Where they did that.
Where they actually have the boardwalk. It's the boardwalk.
Oh, so they
shot it all
around
there.
It's
literally, when you go over the bridge, it is right there. So it's like they just cropped that part out and made it look like it was way the fuck down in the woods, but it's not.
Here
you can
right
see
here.
The, yeah. So if you look, if you bring it up.
Oh, come on.
So that's how big the fucking bridge is.
So literally they hang underneath it and they fall 6 feet to the water.
Oh, well, yeah, they were supposed to fall a lot, but yeah, if you were to jump off that thing, you'd probably just stub your toe. You'd be fine.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's where it goes.
Movie magic.
Let's do a couple more tips here. We've got a couple more coming in. Hey, Matt, if you like Deepwater Horizon, which I loved, it's like the Titanic for dudes. Check out Patriot Day. Check Patriots Day. Same director, another true story about the Boston Marathon bombing. So intense.
Oh, yeah,
I wanted
to watch that. Thank you very much. Who said that?
That's a TFH show. It's also DJ. It's DJ Kento. You can just say, hey, thanks, DJ Kento.
Thanks, DJ Kento.
He changed his name because he's doing the Too Fucking Honest show. That's his new podcast.
What's it called?
Too Fucking Honest.
Nice.
Too Freaking Honest.
You nail it. Too Fucking Honest is what it is.
No whatever. Freaking. But he's really just DJ Kento, which, by the way, it's way easier to say DJ Kento than TFH
Kento
show.
Or Cantone, like Phil Cantone?
Kento. Like bento box.
Like bento box.
Like, I would like three items in my bento box, please. And they go, no, you get two.
And you're like, then I'm going to Taco Bell.
And then I go, why do I try to stay on this protein?
Then I'm going
to eat all the fucking white rice and feel like a piece of shit. P. Jader Unchained says, paying my late birthday tax now, and here's a fun clip for you boys. Kevin is the keeper of all fun clips. If he thinks it's funny, we'll watch it. If he doesn't, he's going to smash it into a little ball, throw it right at your forehead. DJ Kento says, speaking of Little House on the Prairie and Michael Landon, his son is Christopher B. Landon and is the director of Happy Death Day, which recently hit iTunes and is great. And you can probably get him on the Kind of Funny Morning Show. I want to see that movie. Are you familiar with this at all?
No.
Horror movie that came out, I believe, over the holiday break called Happy Death Day. Let me pitch you on this movie.
Okay, pitch.
It's Groundhog's Day, but it's a horror
movie. It's Groundhog's Day, but it's a horror movie.
Yep.
So every day he wakes up.
Every day she wakes up because she's smoking hot and she gets killed and has to figure out who's killing her every day.
Oh, I saw the preview for that.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah.
It actually looks, it's one of those, I'm like, that's an interesting and actually cool concept.
How are we watching?
By the way, I watched The Babysitter the other day. I really liked it. That's one on Netflix that you should give a shot.
You liked it?
I did.
Is that Vin Diesel?
All right, cool.
It's super campy.
Is it Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
No, no. He did do a movie called The Babysitter. This is a movie by Mick G that was supposed to be released in wide release. He did Charlie's Angels and Charlie's Angels Full Throttle, along with a couple other movies, including Terminator Salvation, which is weird. That movie was supposed to come out. Netflix said, hey, we like this. They scooped it up and they released it.
Oh, wow.
So it's on Netflix right now. It's a fun horror movie about a kid who has to, like, whose babysitter is a killer.
Great.
And they hunt him down. And it's just got a great sense of humor, and it's really, really fun.
I love it.
Tuss Spot says, hey, Scarpinos. First time tipping, but been watching for a couple months. Keep up the great work of making my day. Love the MCU in review, and have a great day, gentlemen. And Nick, can I get a butthole? Butthole.
I'm sorry?
This is the world I live in, Matt. Just deal with it. Just
can
deal
I get
with
a butthole?
Look at the camera and just say butthole.
Butthole.
There you go. Nickname 69 says, first time watching live. Love your work, Matt. The Coral Source Studio is legit. Great work. What a great segue into our deep dive topic today. My brother, of course, built this studio when we decided to move out of Greg and Colin's old apartment and find this space. And Kevin found this space for us. We were like, what can we do with the space? It is basically the equivalent to a two-bedroom apartment in San Francisco. Kind of spacious, but also has a fireplace that's weirdly placed. My brother came in and said we could do lots with this. Okay. So we called you. We were like, what do you want to do? And you were like, well, we were talking about LED screens because we worked with one for Kind of Funny Life 2. And you were like, we could probably get one back there. It could be cool. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. That seems way too cool. And you made it happen. So, of course, because of that, you've told me numerous stories of people reaching out to you because they like the look of the studio, because they like your work at other venues. And one such person was Mr. Hunter Pence. So walk me through this process. How did this work for you?
Okay, so, I met him at a small wedding in September of the...
Whose wedding was that?
Kevin Coelho.
That was the Kevin Coelho.
Not even kind of close to how you say my name.
Coelis.
There it is.
Bruce Coelis.
Coelho.
Do you want me showing these images? Do you want me to tell me when to
When we talk through it. Yeah, sure.
Okay, sorry.
It doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do. So we met... I was talking to Alexis, actually, his wife. And, you hadn't gotten there yet. So she's like, is Nick here? Whatever. And then I was like, oh, my God, don't turn around. That's Hunter Pence. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, that's not a funny joke. And I was like, no, I mean, literally, I've never met him. So I hung out. We talked a little bit.
Yes,
and while we were in, because, remember, Kevin's wedding had that moment where we stood in that room for 6 hours before we got fed.
Oh, I got hammered.
Yeah. So that was happening.
Oh, man. And we were in the library. And oh, I was just having a great time.
And I was like,
I was on drink four before the doors opened. And I was like,
so anyways, he's talking to me and he's like, man, you should work at all these other companies. And I said, like, what? And he's like, well, you should do Twitch and there's GameSpot. And I was like, yeah, I've worked for all of them. And he went, oh, that's amazing. And so he said, well, we'll contact you. So then we obviously were at the same table. Thank you, Kevin.
The party table.
I might have been excited and dancing. and then I came off the dance floor, took my jacket off, and I said, when I come to Houston to do your studio, I'll be more professional. And he goes, you better be exactly like this.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, yes, sir, Hunter Pence. So then that was it. And then weeks, months go by. I contacted them I reached out to Alexis on social media, and then we exchanged emails, and we started going back and forth. We hooked up with they hooked me up with their partners. We had a little bit of trouble getting stuff kind of set up, and then it was weirdly, the job went away in our book, and then it came back very last minute when Hunter was like, no, we really want to do this, and now you have 4 weeks.
So describe to me what Coral Sword Studio is. Where is it at? What's going on there?
Yeah, so Coral Sword is actually an endeavor by multiple partners. So it's a coffee shop, first and foremost. Then
In Houston, Texas.
In Houston, Texas.
So if you're in the Houston area, you guys can go over and check this out
for
yourself.
From downtown Houston.
If you're in Austin, drive your ass over to Houston right now.
It's
stop
pretty
fucking
amazing.
Around. Go to Real Texas.
It's this interesting space. So it's cafe. It started as a cafe. They told us that, and are these up now?
Not yet. I was waiting for you.
So it's a cafe, and then all of the other cafes that are owned by, it's serving Greenway Coffee, a gentleman named David Brewer. Sanford Bledsoe. They're the other owners besides Alexis and Hunter. And so they brought the coffee and the management, and this studio is also doing specialty food, so they're also doing pizza. So they have pizza ovens.
That's fun.
Yeah, so there are other, I mean, these guys took
care of
us.
Do we have pictures of what the actual coffee shop looks like? Kev, can you look those up?
I don't know if they, I mean, Alexis has a video where she walks around on her on Instagram. You could probably play that video because she does a walkthrough.
Alexis, if you're watching, text me with this.
Yeah, Alexis, she's supposed to be watching.
Again, I love Alexis to death.
She's probably
she can only take so much of me and my brother.
She's probably
going to
be, or no, that's not true.
She watched this for 5 minutes, laughed. She did that laugh, and she goes, ha. And then she's like, I got better shit to do than watch this Scarpino.
They were amazing. I mean, they fed us. They kept my team. I brought my entire team in. All my other boys. Streetlight LLC did the lighting package. Phoenix Creative Group and Chris Torno, who's also the co-host on Midlife Ballers, did the video, camera, and audio package design.
Kevin, I'll send you the link right now to this.
Okay, yeah. So basically, this little area
right above the topic
is in the back of the cafe. And then also adjacent is there's a barber shop, and above there's a tattoo parlor. So they're actually like all sort of this cool area to game, get your hair cut, get a coffee, get a slice of pizza or some specialty baked goods, bakery items, I should say, not baked goods, because it's not that kind of a thing. But essentially they came to us and said, we want a podcast space. We want to stream games. We want to stream non-video games like Magic the Gathering card game, so they're shooting that as well, and then and they have a whole schedule.
Well, we have a video, I believe, of the studio right now. Kevin, can we click on this? Let's click on this.
Okay, so loud.
Yeah, I've actually seen this.
So apparently you can break it down. Oh, did I pick the wrong video, Lex?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Is this just Lex breaking it down?
I'm gonna go to the right video.
This is everything. No, this is every. Oh no. Okay, this is the actual real video.
Is this the real video?
I just want everyone to know that Lex apparently
did you
can fucking break it down.
Did you look at?
Did
this
you know
video?
That?
I don't
Colbert?
Think that's. Is Colbert, that?
When you worked for Alexis,
I think that's her house.
Did she? Could she break it down?
I'm not sure if she could. She never did. I know that.
Wow.
Damn.
I'm just saying, Lex.
Cruise back to her Instagram.
I'm just saying, there are people that sometimes you don't find your talent. Maybe you have. Maybe you found it.
No. But yes, so the studio, there's a picture of behind her where she's eating a pastry. Here's the thing, the other cafes they have, and that doesn't look like
it
the
looks
cafe
shockingly
either.
Like IGN in this picture.
No, that's not that. That's
might be
not
IGN.
That picture. That's IGN.
It looks like Alex Olmeda's desk.
She did a video. There's one without.
I feel like that's the video right there.
Isn't I don't know
that
if that's the video.
All right, I'm going to play it for you guys.
You should play it.
Can't you have any New Year's resolutions?
No. Oh, no,
she said wrong video. She's texting me right now.
Why didn't she send it? Alexis, text me the video.
Play that one right there where she's got the sleepy eyes. Right there. That's
okay,
what
so
I
want.
Yeah, play that one. Let's just play all of her videos on Instagram.
This
is my favorite day. This is my favorite day.
A Q&A with Eliza Schlesinger, which if you guys don't know who she is, she has 3 stand-up comedy specials on Netflix.
All right, kill this.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to.
Lex, if you're in the chat, just put it there. Just
oh, she can't. Yeah, she's watching on her phone. She can't switch over. It's not a big deal. There is the rest of the. Here's the deal. The rest of the cafe at the time we were there was not complete. They were still finishing it. So it opens February 2nd.
So the cafe is a cafe. And then Hunter wants to actually do the studio for people who want to come in and shoot as well.
Here's the thing.
And this is the cool part about
this.
He
wanted to do gaming.
Right.
The other owners wanted to have a space that they could lease or rent on an hourly basis to open podcasts. As a podcast studio for people that don't have. So the design includes this sort of fun back screen that is not an LED screen. That is actually
a
Sony 75-inch TV.
Right.
And then the other two are Sony 65s that are the confidence monitors. And then Chris designed the system with 2 Sony RoboCams. There's one in the middle. And there's one above on a down shot on the desk in case they do unboxings or they play Magic the Gathering or anything. That we have to see those.
Right.
What do those shoot in? Like, what do those shoot at?
I've no idea.
For their HD.
Okay.
It is a comparable. I mean, that's the shot. That's one of the shots right there. But it's programmable, so there's a remote control. So basically,
Hunter's in the chat right now, and in fact has confirmed she can break it down. She can break it down.
Oh yeah, there you go.
So we've confirmed that.
So
right now.
Sandy, right now, that's the gentleman on the camera left stage right. There is a whole control panel by him where so you can actually click certain buttons.
So it's kind of like it's turnkey, right? That's what we're doing.
It's somewhat turnkey. Like there's a whole control panel like underneath the desk buttons. Yeah. You have a remote control for the cameras. And then you can also switch to cameras that are in another room to put 30 to 50 people playing Magic the Gathering or other games in that room. They're putting more monitors in there on Cobra stands that roll around.
I love this.
So the idea is the whole space can become a video tournament space.
This set looks really, really
good. Yeah, no, here, it turned here, out really here's, here's why I love this, and here's why I wanted to talk to you about this project, because this obviously comes from a passion standpoint for Hunter. I know, I've known Hunter for a while now. I know he's super into gaming, and I know that this, you can see this, the smile on his face right here, that he's enjoying the hell out of this. I love this because it's going to enable people who maybe don't think they have the resources to do a podcast or to come in and start a Twitch channel to be able to see what the pro side of that is. And the more turnkey it is, the better. If we could get this studio more turnkey, that'd be even better. Maybe we'll work on that next. But
It's pretty turnkey.
I'm joking around.
I'm working really hard.
Get it?
It was just a little.
I'm really excited. We're doing party mode today, and there is some stuff that I made, so it's more turnkey, and I'm very excited to try that out and see how that.
Well, yeah, one of the obviously hurdles of starting a business like this or trying to do this for a full time is that you don't, it's difficult to build a space like that from scratch, especially if you don't have the know-how. So being able to walk in and see it there and even being able to, like, if there's anyone, you know, as a resource that you can answer questions or you can see kind of how that flow is supposed to work, I think goes a very long way. And I think it's cool that people, that they're opening up the space for people to be able to come in and either rent the space or utilize the space in some capacity and be able to do that. As for tabletop gaming, I'll just won't talk about that.
One thing I want to
clarify. I don't know anything about tabletop games.
I think we should try to play D&D.
I tried to play D&D one time.
The time we played it.
And Mike Drucker made fun of me and called me a halfling, which is a quarterling.
That was so good. He's a genius.
By the way, Mike Drucker, not that much taller than me, Drucker.
I don't think he's
taller than me.
He's like a baby, like one hair.
He's beautiful.
I just want to also say, because I forgot one of the owners, one of the major contributors, Ming Chen.
Oh, Ming, yeah, we've had him on the show.
He's also
awesome. Ming did our podcast.
He's also in that owner's group. So he's part of that as well.
Ming from Comic Book Man.
Correct. And the gaming schedule right now would be Monday nights. They would be doing Scrabble. Tuesday and Thursday, Smash Brothers tournaments, which that was hysterical too. We started talking about that because they were playing Smash Brothers. But before they started playing Smash Brothers, Hunter and Alexis told me that you, specifically, this Nick Scarpino method of Smash Brothers is really maddening. Now, I don't play Smash Brothers. But
in
it sounded like you're a bitch, and they were like, all he does is stand on the edge of maps and shoots arrows, and that's ridiculous. And I was like, is that a thing? Kevin, is that bad?
He's actually taught a bunch of people to play, and you can tell because they used the Scarpino method.
Yeah, I mean, this
Smash
is a big thing.
Let me break this
down.
For
like an hour they were talking about. And Hunter loves you.
Let me break this
down. But the arrow on the edge of the map
First off, Hunter plays as Pac-Man, and he utilizes those fire... What do they call it?
The fire hydrants.
The fire hydrants in the most annoying way you've ever seen. So, Hunter, you don't have a leg to stand on in this. Having said that...
Holy shit.
Because that's some cheap-ass shit right there. Having said that... the brilliance of the Scarpino method, as I call it, is that
which
even
is funny because he said Scarpino method and I thought something about your college days, but continue moving on.
The brilliance of the Scarpino method, as I call it, is that even if you lose the match, you've still taken something from people. And that something is their patience, right? Mm. The idea behind it is, you remember the Shock and Awe campaign from the Gulf War?
Sure.
I like to do that as well, but instead of awe, I like to shock and annoy.
It was so annoying that apparently they know your method.
I don't feel like I've done it right unless Tim Geddes, who may or may not even be playing, goes, God damn it, Nick. I want to hear an audible, gee darn it, Nick, from Tim Geddes. I don't care if he's in the room. That's when you know you've done it right. Are people scared of me? Yes. Is it psychological warfare? Yes. Am I one of the top tier Smash Brothers tournament players on the planet?
No.
Not at all.
Far
you are
from
not.
It. Have I ever claimed that? I sure have. I sure have.
What do they say?
You know
what
why? Because
say?
That annoys people. That annoys people, and that's part of the fun. Panzer 2 says Nick is the only true champ. It's true, even though I lost the belt.
God.
And I lost my my attempts to get the belt last time from Tim. Tim beat my ass in Smash Brothers, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it does
super,
not matter.
Super nerdy.
This is really cool. This is really cool. And I hope I get a chance to go down to Houston and see this.
I mean,
one
here's
day.
The deal. It opens on the 2nd, and it's 1318 Telephone Road, Suite 3. You should go check it out. If you see stuff, take photos of the set, tweet me. That's awesome. I want to see how many people actually cruise and are part of this. The other thing that's great is this is, you're talking about how Hunter is infectious. His energy, his positive outlook, just talking to him in between stuff, and the fact that they are looking possibly to do more of these. I mean, my entire team, again, thank you guys in Houston. We were super excited and honored that we were able to accommodate this and have fun and play. And this is her video. Yeah. So you finally found the video.
Yeah. Your lashes look great in this
Hunter
video.
Texted it to me.
Hunter texted it because he was paying attention.
Thank you.
On a, probably a computer.
Lexus.
In between awesome
Lord
workouts.
Lord knows
do what Lexus do we want to watch?
Yeah, let's maybe scrub
just
it.
Scrub through it as
yeah,
we talk. It's fine. Just keep it muted.
And you can do a... So that's the actual side. The idea is also like, you know, like this studio, the art on the sides of the walls can
that's
change
fun, yeah.
stuff. No, she had, I mean, she's got, I'm super proud of Alexis also. She's like really.
That's dope.
She's getting up there. And I love following her because she's always interviewing and all, you know, always guesting on something.
Dude, she's like hanging out with Eliza Schlesinger. That's
yeah,
huge.
No, yeah, right.
Eliza's one of the biggest, like one of the biggest comedians right now. In
okay, so I did not see this.
Fucking tight.
Oh, no, this
tight.
Is it. So,
what is that?
Okay, so wired up. That was an old sign. So they had actually, when we were there, they were, because again, guys, everyone, this was brand, like this whole thing came together. We did the whole studio in 2.5 days. From oh my god!
I want a van that has
crazy.
That on the side of it. Kevin, yeah, so can we get a Honda Odyssey and paint that on the side of it?
They hired someone. They hired someone to do a graphic, an actual mural on that wall right
god,
there.
God, he's tall. You can tell how tall
he's
he is right
beautiful.
There.
Beautiful. He's very he's tall. Gorgeous. He man. Actually gave me a hug on our second day, and I put my arms around. I made the mistake of grabbing over his shoulder.
Don't do that.
And he almost lifted me up, and I. It was amazing. It was a Kate Winslet.
No, I mean when he embraces me, I feel safe. I do want you to know that.
I just
feel
like
warm and I feel safe.
Now we have a problem because
he's probably like move on right now.
You and I share Hunter Pence, and I feel like we're gonna.
No,
have
No, let
to
me
like,
explain to you how terrified I was friend. When you were hanging out with Hunter because you have a propensity for just bold-faced lying and making shit up about me.
I didn't say anything.
You sure do. I no, can't even imagine right what Hunter and Alexis and all the people in Houston, Texas think about me right now. Because sometimes
no
you, get,
gave a shit.
You
it was
pull
about
a little
me.
Thread, you pull a little thread, nah. and you're like, let's start talking nah. about Nick when he was in high school. And then it's all sorts of made-up bullshit.
I never said any of that, ever. I mean, I never talked
take everything
about,
my brother says with
I
a grain
never
of salt.
Talked about how you were a band nerd and how you were overweight and that you ate all that food in college and that you used to shoot videos for weddings and that you were super angry all the time. I never said any of that.
No. Something no. that hasn't changed.
So this is the second back. This is the back room that he's walking through right now. That is getting a bunch of cameras, streaming cameras, the webcams. And then that's
wow,
the counter.
That's
so
a cool
this
space.
Is, yeah. So this is actually still in, this was still in process on the day. So that's the main counter and they'll have pizza. That's the cafe or the coffee machine. Mm-hmm. And then there's a whole like, everything's powered. There's all these like cool booths that have storage in them and power underneath. That's David. Dave Brewer.
Cool.
This dude makes donuts, makes pastries. The coffee's amazing. Like, the coffee actually is amazing. To work in a coffee shop when you're actually working on
the
shop.
Well, that's one of the things. Like, I claim.
Insane. Like, we drank so much coffee.
I claim to love.
The donuts were stunning.
I claim to love coffee.
That, but they were amazing.
I claim to love coffee.
I do not need any more donuts, but I ate a lot of donuts. Also, the damn breakfast burritos. Oh, my God. They have so much food. Because they have multiple cafes that do specialty items.
Well, there you go.
In Houston. Okay, so he's talking about the studio, and there's Hannah walking out the back door because we had a little area out there. But that's what it looked like before we got there. Scorpino Man, I don't know, what is, what am I looking at?
946 followers?
That's
what is that?
Instagram.
Instagram? We got to get you up. We got to get you above 1,000.
I'm not posting on Instagram. I do a lot more on Twitter. I'm at like
that's
5,
sad. No brother of mine will have less than 1,000 or fewer than 1,000
like
followers.
I have 5,000 on Twitter, though.
On any, well, yeah, but you got to get the Instagram.
I know. Right. I got to post more. Well, and I also started posting on Go Button. But here's this is funny. She posted me that. But yeah, fun. So that's it.
Very cool. Well, thanks for talking about that. Everyone, if you're in Houston, double check when that's always. When's it open? When's it
February
open?
2nd.
February 2nd. Go buy.
There's
get a cup of coffee.
There's specialty items all day long, and they're also doing half off coffee, tea, food items.
And maybe
7
if,
a.m. To
if you dare bring your deck of Magic the Gathering, and if Hunter's there,
be careful.
Challenge him. It's one of the things that. It's one of those things
so
that I'm
weird.
Like. Hunter's like, oh, I'm deep into Magic. And I'm like, people still play that? And he looked at me like I was a fool.
No,
like,
dude,
how
you don't
dare
understand.
You not understand
you
that people
understand.
Love Magic the Gathering.
You have to understand who, you, see, that's why I don't think you're really good friends with Hunter Pence, because I don't think
no,
you know
I do. It's just
who the core of
there
the
are,
man
there
is.
Are, there are deep layers of
did
to that
talk
onion.
Did we talk about baseball? No, I didn't talk about baseball.
No,
we
good, because you don't know anything about baseball.
I don't know anything about baseball, but we didn't talk about baseball, and I didn't
what
talk about
what sport do you think you know the most about?
I played football, so probably football. Although I played baseball a little bit, but I didn't really, I mean, Fat Italians don't play baseball.
No, we don't play baseball.
No.
Fat Italians rig baseball games and we bet on
them. Then we go, forget about it.
Forget about it. They're going to win. They're going to win. How do you know?
Yeah.
Got a little,
no,
a little
I talked to Hunter Pence. He's going to shank the shit out of that.
Wow, one. Okay. Moving on, ladies and gentlemen. Matt, thanks so much for that.
I love
P.S. I love this best friend. XOXO is your opportunity to nominate someone in our community you feel is doing a great job. Go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend to nominate, just like Shelby did. Shelby is shouting out Steven. Shelby says, he is an amazingly supportive husband and always good and always goes above and beyond to make me happy. He is so gorgeous and caring, and I love the way he makes me laugh. I owe it to him for introducing me to Kinda Funny, and I would be lost without him. Thank you, my love. It's very nice. It's very nice. Matt, as you know, because I assume you watch this show religiously every day, we give away a game each and every day on the show, and here's how you win.
Okay, let's do it. Do I take my shirt off?
Let's put it this way. You never have to take your shirt off.
You never should either.
You never have to take your shirt off.
Shouldn't do it either.
Look, a little penis with a hat.
Oh my god.
It's from another movie.
League of Their
Own. About baseball. Yeah. Good call.
Thank you. I know. Don't fuck with me in my house. There's four ways to win. One, be in the Twitch chat right now, just like Hunter Pence used to be. I don't know if he's still in there, but he might be. Two, you can be a Twitch subscriber. You can subscribe to us on Twitch using your Amazon Prime account. If you got Amazon Prime, click the button, give us that free sub, and it's no sweat off your attribute. Four, you can be a Patreon supporter at the $2 above level on patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Spoilers, not only do you get entered in to win that, but you get to watch all of our podcasts that we stream live and early. You get early access to all that stuff. It's really, really fun. You get the pre and post show that you get to see live. It's definitely worth the dollar. Today's winner comes from the Twitch chat. Congratulations to Cameron M. Plays. No, I apologize. That was yesterday's winner.
Nope.
Bradley Costa from the Kinda Funny Patreon has won Thimbleweed Park on PS4. By the way, never played Thimbleweed Park, but it is my all-time favorite shirt that I've ever gotten.
I mean, it's got the word weed in it, so that's fantastic. No? Is that not a thing?
It's up to you.
No, it's San Francisco.
It's
I didn't
it's
know.
Legal now, it's right. But people
not,
still frown upon
it. Are we not talking about weed?
We talk about weed.
In the house of... Cool, Greg, can I get a weed check on that?
Yeah, we're talking about weed.
Weed!
That's it for the giveaway, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go into the 3 and 3. We'll take three comments, questions, or concerns from the non-subscribers, or the norms, as I refer to you. That's right. And then after that, we'll go into the subscribers, the golden children, the diamonds in the rough, the wind beneath our wings, the angels above us. You were all amazing. Let's see here. Mr. Yasman300 says, Nick and Matt, which movie deserves more award recognition, Logan or Wonder Woman? Did you see Logan and Wonder Woman?
No. Well. I saw half of Logan the other day because I was like, what's happening
half
right now?
Of oh, Logan.
I know. That's my thing, dude. Wonder Woman, don't care. I would say Logan because it's got the Jacks in it. No, I don't know. I kind of really wanted to see Wonder Woman because
I You should see Wonder Woman. I think Logan is a better film. And I think Logan actually should be nominated. I think Wonder Woman still sits squarely in the superhero. It's just kind of blah. It was a good film for DC, but I think you put that up against Logan. No way. Let's see. The Indie Boy says, Matt, as producer, please plug Midlife Ballers. Mark Freeman.
Oh, my God, yes. Midlife Ballers. Sorry, Mark, that we've been... that's the podcast that Chris and I have that we do every week that we've been a little lackadaisical on the last two weeks.
That happens.
Because we have been dealing with things like Coral Sword. Although, we did shoot... Chris shot a lot of footage while we were there. So that is going to be a special thing. And there were some other stories that can't make air that I've told Nick, but
yeah,
that can be a little crazy. But yes, thank you, Mark Freeman. I was watching. That's great.
Amy Gill says Logan is a cut above. I think a lot of people are agreeing with us right this. Although, again, not to denigrate Wonder Woman, good film. Logan did something special, though.
It's about a strong woman.
Did something special. Let's take a couple other questions. I watched Wonder Woman the other day. It didn't live up to the hype everyone made around it. Says Forgotten Hell. Yeah, sometimes it doesn't. Nick, what's the Scarpino method? From college. Who knows what that was going to be? Who knows what that was going to be?
Can I say what it is?
No, you certainly can't. Because I guarantee it's going to be mildly racist or sexist. And we're going
we're just not
doing that on this show.
Not in this political climate, sir. It does not include sex.
That's because I didn't get laid till deep into college.
This guy didn't get laid. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The Scarpino method is crying in your pillow.
Salty CSC13 says, Nick, is that your brother or Matt Sarah's? Brother.
Jesus Christ.
He does look, actually you do look like Matt Serra. Do you know who Matt Serra is?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fantastic.
I think someone made that joke before.
You look a lot like Matt Serra, and you actually act a little like Matt Serra. You just don't do jiu-jitsu like he does.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
Striven says, Matt, what are your thoughts on The Departed? You know that movie?
With
Alec Baldwin, Mark Wahlberg, and Matt Damon, and Jack Nicholson. and Leo?
Yeah. Long.
Long. Really?
And the end of it. No, I didn't say it was bad. Okay. I'm just saying, yeah, okay, there were some storylines in that. And the end of it was fantastic with the rat. Remember the rat?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a good
moment.
Because
he's a fucking rat. Okay, I loved it.
Your brother hates it.
I hate it.
Okay, move on.
Well, let's move on. Let's go into sub-bullying mode.
Okay, what are all these codes you're saying right now?
I don't know. I had to learn them,
because you're saying super
fast
things.
They said, Nick,
what if we
you're
slow,
going...
This is not part of your stand-up, man. Slow down a little bit. Take time. Breathe.
We are 1 minute away from having to end this show, God, and I got to answer three more questions. And why I have to answer those questions?
I don't know.
Nobody produces this show. Nobody tells me I have to do any of these things.
You produce this show.
I'm the one that
you're
can just say
producer.
We're not talking to subscribers anymore, but I want them to get time with us because they're the ones that actually care enough to give money. Everyone else, just sucking off that free tea.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, keep going. God damn it, there's more questions. They're talking about me.
You know what
me.
I mean?
They're talking about me.
Look, we're a good duo.
Matt.
Maybe you should move down to LA and we can have our own show.
Well, Kevin and I are working on it. Matt, you sure aren't related to you aren't related to Dave Lang from Iron Galaxy? Nobody,
Jesus.
Who is that?
Sorry about that.
I don't know who Dave Lang is from Iron Galaxy.
Nobody knows?
Matt, what's your best celebrity impression? Ooh, this is a fun game.
Which one do you want?
Whatever one you think is your best.
I have to. No, we've done it on the 2 years ago on the Patreon special. Mm-hmm. My best is probably.
But in Hebrew, Jehovah starts with an I.
Oh, I was just a boy when I came over this hill and saw.
Be careful what you shoot at, Martian. Most things down here don't react too well to bullets. And
Indiana,
and close
we
enough.
The dog Indiana.
I am really pissed off. Yes,
remember when he's like. And you're
Scottish, son.
From Rising Sun.
Why do we cast the Scottish guy to speak Japanese?
And he's like this.
Anyone?
Kohari.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm doing Sean Connery from all walks of life.
Funny.
It's one of my. It's
man,
one
they
of
really,
my,
they really
my
went. They went out there with Rising Sun. I'll tell you that right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Rising
Always been on black.
Kohari.
Fargo Brady says, "Is that Bane?" Ha ha. I think he's just referring to you in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The voice.
The Fire Rises, brother.
Yeah.
Oh God! FedEx is here. Continue. Which one of you brothers would win an arm wrestling match?
Easily, my brother.
Fucking jiu-jitsu over here.
No, he would. You.
Because I would just put him on his back and he would flip me and then take me.
Jesus.
You think we? You think I? Because I haven't.
In,
I haven't
arm,
been working
in arm
out.
Wrestling contest.
Arm wrestling.
Yeah, but you lift shit all the time.
No,
yeah,
I don't know
better.
About that. Is
you
this,
got more girth to put
about?
Behind it.
Is there? Is this? This is the new Mitch.
That is the new Mitch.
Because you don't do Mitch anymore.
I do Mitch sometimes.
Do Mitch right now. I don't think you do.
The fuck's Mitch?
Turn sideways. Nick used to do this thing in college where he'd go like this.
I still do it.
Oh, Mitch.
And
he would,
now
he would turn, and then he would pop, and he would pop you.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, calm down, Mitch, calm down. Like, he would bring it down, because Mitch would always a turn.
What is now, it called Mitch, now? It's like the serpent, or?
We call it the snake, but Mitch was this, the name of the snake in college. Thank you for reminding that. And it's from Road Trip. Remember Green, what's his name?
Yeah.
Had the snake, and he's like, eat the rat, Mitch.
Wasn't he married to, what's her name?
He was married to Drew Barrymore very briefly for a while, and she realized how much she'd fucked her life up and divorced him.
Something Green. Not Alan Green.
Not Alan
Dave
Green. Alan Greenspan? Nope.
Green, Seth Green, Steve Green.
Stephen Michael Green.
Gene
Philly
Green?
Beducci.
Oh, I love it.
I want to say Seth Green, but that's not his name.
No, it's not. It's Logan
fuck?
Green.
No, what's his name?
Yeah.
We'll someone in the chat will say, we're not leaving until we figure this out.
Yeah, it's
Al Green. No,
no
that's
it's not.
Tom Green.
Tom Green.
Thank you.
The
Tom
Python.
Green, he says. Yeah, Mitch. Mitch was the snake and they wouldn't eat the mouse. So that what Nick made.
I love, what was the scene where he's staring at the snake and he's like, eat the mouse. Eat the, you know, he like yells at it. God, that was funny.
I love how he had like 3 years and then
he had a solid 3 years, man. MTV was like, this guy's going to be our
also
poster boy.
He was also in Full Throttle, or one of them.
Charlie's Angels Full Throttle, yeah.
Was he?
Yes, yeah, because they were together.
Yeah, she threw
she
him a
She put
bone.
Him in, remember? His name was Chad, the Chad.
The Chad.
Remember the Chad?
You liked the Chad's breakfast?
The Chad.
That was
it was
funny.
And he called her Starfish.
It was... It was a strange
Stinky
thing.
Stinky brown starfish.
Ladies and gentlemen,
knows what I'm talking about.
That is it for the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Matt, thank you for
this
joining
me. This was amazing.
That was
thank
fun.
You.
Maybe we'll get
thanks,
lunch
everybody.
In about 5 minutes. Everyone else out there, thank you for joining us. I will be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I will not be here Friday. Greg will be filling in for me. I'll be down in L.A.
What?
On an impromptu trip. Yes, I'll tell you about that later.
Great.
So I'll be down in L.A. for a couple of days
yeah,
going to Funhouse
live.
Live. It's going to be great. If you guys are down in L.A. at Funhouse Live, we'll probably see you there. If not, I'll be back tomorrow, but then I'll be back on Monday after that. Don't forget about SF Sketch Fest this weekend. Coming back hot on Saturday to join all of you guys over there for some shit arcade. It's going to be great. Matt, thank you so much. Everyone else, I love you. I'll be back in 5 seconds to read subs. Stick around for Kinda Funny Games Daily with Greg and Gary Witta. Kevin, cut the feed.